Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fridley strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Wertz moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Houdeman now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Rosen scores. Simpson moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Combs moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatfield moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive towards short. Combs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Groth chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Hatfield fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hatfield. Rosen goes all the way around to score. Hegan moves all the way to home. It's 11-0, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.